This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joe.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joe.
And this is the podcast where we ask the important questions like, could you handle the pressures put on you by your father after he took you to see the Black Parade, a la Welcome to the Black Parade?
A young boy.
I've been desperate to say that since we picked this topic.
Took me into the Saturday.
To see a marching band. So I guess we fucked up because I said see the Black Parade, but I meant see a marching band.
Wait, is the marching band not the Black Parade?
Well, no. We'll get to that in a second. Because pretty much the thing that's going to stick out to you is actually the next line. Uh-huh. So our father takes us into the city to see a marching
that's
band.
It's nice that we're having a day in the city.
He says, son, when you grow up,
would
you be the savior of the broken?
Pardon, Dad?
Excuse the me? Beaten and the damned.
Excuse me, Papa.
Hang on, wait.
He
wait,
said,
Dad.
Will you Dad. Defeat them?
Dad, he's got to go home.
Your demons.
Daddy,
and
Dad,
all
demon.
The unbelievers.
Daddy's been
and
drinking.
The plans that they no, have no. made.
Daddy's Does been... Mom know I'm here with
because
you?
Because one day, Dad. I'll leave you.
What?
Oh my a phantom to lead you in the summer
Why
to join the Black Parade. So, no, this isn't the Black Parade we're seeing. You're going to lead the Black Parade.
Wait, is the Black Parade death, Dad? Dad, are you leaving?
I'm leaving you a phantom. I'm not leaving you.
Don't leave me a phantom.
You're going to leave me a phantom, Dad?
Imagine you left a phantom in your dad's will. Open up the box. Ooh!
Anyway, so that's the most intense thing someone, a father could say to a son.
You just said one day you're going to leave me. And
son,
then
when you grow
you
up.
Paused.
Yeah. Hey, when you grow
how
up.
How old am I?
Hey, quick just, question. Hey, Timmy. Hey, I'm buddy.
Hey, Timmy. It's.
Are you enjoying the marching band? I just got a quick question for you. While
when you grow up, Timmy. Yeah.
Yeah, Dad, what's up?
Would you be the savior of the beaten, the broken, and the damned?
Okay, let's get it, Dad.
And
yes.
Mm-hmm. Would
First
you,
off,
Timmy,
and
would you.
Subsequent question.
Would you defeat them?
Why?
Follow up.
Dad, you asking me to lead them, now you want me to beat them?
No. Would you defeat them? Your demons?
My demons?
And all of the non-believers.
Non-believers of whom?
Yeah.
And the plans that those non-believers have made?
Okay.
Wait, Dad.
Because one day I will leave you a phantom.
Uh-huh.
What do you mean by that?
In your
that
will?
That phantom's going to lead you to the summer to join the Black Parade.
So what's the... Dad, I have several questions. First off, have you been drinking again?
Yeah.
Secondly, hang on.
Why is Dad...
Okay, so we got to figure this out.
Well, if the question is, could I survive the pressures? No.
No, I
think if I was told...
I'm panic attack. Yeah. I run into the marching band. I get trampled by a guy with a big drum.
Yeah. I get sucked off into a tuba. You know, it's not good.
You trampled to death Joel Zammett's bare ass somehow hanging out of a tuba. Why do his pants fall down?
You're through the tuba in such a way that you're kissing the guy. guy.
Bear arse out of tube, my lips down the like blowpipe thing.
Alternative.
He goes to play a note, he kisses you in the mouth.
And then you do a big fart.
Yeah. I'm a 10-year-old boy. You're going to jail.
Yours was so whimsical. I just got trampled.
I'm leading the parade. Yeah. I wasn't listening to
Dad. Yeah, you're separate. You've run away.
Yeah. You're like, yeah, sick, Dad. Look at those fucking drums.
Dad, I got to lead this parade.
Dad, I love marching.
So this is a tricky one because unlike any other songs we've picked to do an episode on, this is like bang in the middle of a concept album.
Well, okay. Let's try and figure out what the fuck Dad's talking about.
Because the song immediately after this does change gear. Okay. And it seems like it may jump forward in time.
Okay.
There's also a lot of lyrics.
There is heaps lyrics.
Okay. First of all, I'm thinking, does Dad think the world's ending?
Yeah.
And does he see me as a sort of Christ figure?
Dying.
Yeah. And Dad thinks the world's a pretty rotten place.
Yeah.
And Dad's like, son.
Dad's dying from crime?
Ghosts?
Dying from crime? What do you mean by dying from crime? Does he need to commit more or not?
Do you see how many murders there are in the fucking weekly news? It's making Daddy sick.
Potentially Daddy is the type of guy to go to an Italian restaurant and Don't Stop Believing starts playing.
Yeah.
And that kind of crime. Okay, not, oh my God, my crime levels are so low. Oh, take me to the supermarket, Daddy. I need to steal something real quick. Come on, take
So he's not dying of crime. It's just that eventually he will be dead and it will be a crime.
Murdered.
Murdered, yeah.
Maybe, because that makes sense. Or, hear me out.
I'm listening. Mm-hmm.
What if it's kind of like a fucking Commissioner Gordon situation?
Okay.
And
this is about the Batman.
Yeah.
Maybe he's talking to the Batman.
Maybe Thomas is talking to Bruce.
Okay, let's explore it from that angle.
Okay, so
when you grow up, will you be
a Batman or like a philanthropic kind of father figure?
No, I think it's
got to
be. Let's examine. It's Arthur Wayne. That's not his name. Thomas Wayne. Mm-hmm. It's Arthur Curry. It's Thomas Wayne talking to young Bruce Wayne. Because Thomas Wayne, he was trying to fix Gotham.
Yeah, and Gotham was fucked.
And he says,
big time. Maybe more Thomas fucked than. Look, if Gotham was a person, it was a gape.
Yeah, that's true.
A leaky one.
Yeah. So maybe Thomas Wayne, he knows he's going to get shot in the alley because of a bad dream or something. And he says, I'm going to die soon. So someone, when you grow up, you're going to have to look after the city.
Be the savior of the broken, the beaten, the damned. That's the Gothamites.
The Gothamites. Yeah. Will you defeat them?
Yeah, all the demons. Villains. Bat demon.
Because you got to remember, because it's the song, it's like, will you defeat your demons is what he's saying.
Yeah. And all the people who are non-believers, because Gotham's full of fucking sacks of shit.
And those plans that the sacks of shit have made.
Yeah.
So far.
Because one day I'll leave you a phantom. Now,
to lead you in the summer, Alfred.
Yeah. You know, the ghostly housekeeper that roams Wayne Manor?
He's a bit of a ghost.
Yeah, he's phantom.
Like, I'll leave you a phantom, I'm thinking Phantom Zone. I'm thinking Superman.
Fucked up memory.
Maybe it's just like, it's a weird way. He's like, I'll leave you a phantom in that I'll be gone.
I will be dead. Yeah. But my memory will live on. Yeah. And then Batman is like, nothing like spurs him on than the memory of his dead mum.
Yeah,
and
he's
dad.
Saying like, I'll leave you a phantom.
Where's mum in this poem,
well,
Dad?
Well, next to the next part, sometimes I get the feeling she's watching over me.
Yeah.
And this other times I feel like I should go. Where? Where are you going?
Metropolis.
It's much better.
And through it all, the rise and fall, the bodies in the streets. Yeah. And when you're gone, we want you all to know we'll carry on.
We'll carry on. Though the dead are gone, believe me, your memory will carry on.
Yeah. And everything that Batman does is basically in the memory of his dead parents.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
All right, that's one way of looking at it.
He's
then
in
a world,
heart, you know,
in my heart, I can't contain it.
The anthem won't explain.
Does Gotham have a national anthem?
Yeah, I mean, well, the Batman does.
What's Batman's?
No,
Batman. That's true.
That doesn't really explain shit.
But you know, his heart's beating to it.
Because like, if
that's bad for art to do.
Well, because Spider-Man's anthem explains what's going on.
Spider-Man, he does whatever a spider can.
Swing
some web, shoot some flies.
Shoot some flies.
Save the day before he dies. Spider-Man, look out. Spider-Man. There's the Spider-Man.
Get him, boys.
Look out. But yeah, no, Batman, which I assume the song is called, elaborates in no way on the nature of Batman.
It's more about, like, you know, it's accompanied by visuals of him biffing and powering criminals.
Yeah, so it does
get even more Batman. Maybe I've just knocked it out of the park immediately.
Yeah.
Gerard Way loves comic books. Gerard.
He sure does.
You might listen to this podcast.
He probably does. He actually definitely
big
does.
Yeah. Big.
Yeah, we love all of your stuff.
Gerard,
too, Gerard.
Plumbing the Death Star Way. Yeah.
We love all of your stuff. We love Umbrella Academy. We love the fact that you invented Danny the Street.
Yes! We're big Danny the Street heads here.
If anyone knows Gerard Way, let him know. We love him.
Yeah, we love him and Danny the Street.
I love most of the My Chem albums.
Yeah.
Don't ask too many questions.
I know this song. Not that well as I didn't realize there was this many lyrics, but I know
it's because it repeats itself. Yeah. And that last verse is over a different... Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, so a world that sends you reeling...
From decimated dreams.
Decimated dreams could refer to his papa's.
Your misery and hate will kill us all.
Yeah, exactly.
Joker?
Maybe. There's a bit of a Joker clue coming.
So paint it black and take it back.
Wayne Enterprises and that car.
And
Batman himself.
The Batman. Yeah.
And his eyes. He paints his eyes black.
Let's shout it loud and clear. Defiant to the end.
Well, that could be referencing to the bat signal.
That's true.
It's not really it's a shouting, but for your eyes.
Yeah, let's shout it loud and clear. I bet people in the street are like, Batman!
Imagine if the bat signal, instead of sending out the bat symbol, just yelled,
Batman! 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 Batman!
He's like, oh, I gotta go. The bat.
Commissioner Gordon should turn on the light. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Batman!
Batman, look out! There's crime in the city!
Batman, shit's fucked!
Hurry up, man! I'm freaking out!
No, Batman!
Hey, the bat yell is. I don't think we should be doing crime tonight.
And what is, again, loud and clear, except na-na-na-na-na-na-na, Batman.
Exactly.
That's pretty loud and pretty clear, even though I slurred most of those na-na-na-na-na.
That was like four N's and 17 A's.
Okay.
A couple of those ends were next to each other.
It was a mess.
Defiant till the end, we hear the call.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's changed because it runs around we a little bit. So maybe it's Bat Family.
Yeah, Commissioner Gordon calling up the Bat phone.
Yeah.
Getting Batman and his family on the blower, being like, well, defiant to the end. That's all of them.
Absolutely.
Mm.
On and on, we carry through the fears. Fears.
Like a Joker.
Well, the laugh is like the Joker. Fears is like the Scarecrow.
Batman.
Are you scared of bats, Batman? Because I've put my Scarecrow gas.
Yeah, Scarecrow.
No, I'm not the Joker.
What are you doing?
I'm Scarecrow.
Okay, are you Scarecrow? Okay, what are you doing, Scarecrow?
Are you scared of bats?
I was, but now not really. I had like, I guess, what's it called? Aversion therapy, where you expose yourself to it over and over again, to the point where I became
bats
a Batman.
Bats are still a bit scary, though, yes?
Immersion therapy?
What's immersion
therapy? Who's that down in the tunnel?
What part about Bat Family? This is a Robin. Do I mean immersion or avert? What's the hate? What's the
aversion
word?
I got to talk to a goon.
Yeah.
If I put the Scarecrow gas in there, but they're not scared of bats, the bat cloud... When I release the bats, are they still going to be scared?
Not really.
Probably not, boss.
What's the therapy where, like, if you're exposed to it?
That's aversion therapy.
Aversion
I know that because I was a psychologist once.
Anyway,
I'm going to see
Thanks,
what happens.
Dr. Crane.
Come back.
So, yeah.
Release the bats. Oh, wait, no. Gas, then bats. Not bats, then gas.
You
the bats.
What the bats are freaking out.
What are bats afraid of?
The sun?
Predatory birds. Oh no! The bats fly out of the cave and attack Scarecrow.
Wait, do you make the fear gas? Do you make the fear gas afraid of? Like, is it what we're
the
afraid
fear
of?
Gas afraid.
Or did you make it just bats in general?
Well, no,
you're asking a lot about bats.
The fear gas was going to release in the tunnel, and then the bats, and it would make you even more scared of the bats. They'd look really big, but then you're not scared of the bats. And I did it in the
wrong
order.
But they would maybe appear.
So now the bats are scared of predatory birds in the sun.
Hey. Oh, Robin, it's your time to shine!
Robin kills a bunch of bats. Okay. I'm going to chalk this one up to a... This was a failure.
Yeah, see you next week,
Back
Dr.
to the
Crane.
Scarecrow cave. All right. All right, well, yeah, cool. Disappointed faces of your peers?
Superman, yeah. Come on.
Sure, exactly.
Wait, it's the board?
Yeah, Superman and the board. Then, no, first off, yeah,
Justice
the board.
League fucking hate Batman sometimes.
Yeah,
stop board. Trying to figure out how to kill us, Batman.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
fucked
sick
up.
Of it.
Yeah. The board hate Bruce Wayne with his bullshitting around, and Superman and the rest of the JLA are like, we're sick of your bullshitting methods.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Take a look at me, because I could not care at all. Batman is aloof,
he's
I would
aloof.
Say. Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't, Batman would be like, Superman, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
What?
Clark, I don't give a fucking damn.
Language. First off, Bruce.
Bruce, this is a no-swearing headquarters.
Fuck you.
Oh, my
Fuck
God.
Fuck you and your rules.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm a goddamn Batman.
Good golly, Miss Molly.
Oh, my God. I've never heard such a foul-mouthed beast enter our lair.
Wonder Woman's like, you've made Superman faint.
Superman's weak to swearing.
Wonder Woman just like fatting Superman. Homer.
I've got a case of the vapors.
Oh, Homer. Oh, man.
He made Superman faint and he donked his head up.
I had a horrible dream. Batman was running his mouth with such horrible language.
I'm the shit goddamn.
Oh my God, it wasn't a dream, it was real. Stop swearing, you're making him sick.
I'm the mother pissing Batman.
Who?
Superman does a little vomit in the JLA floor. Batman banned for life. Okay. Do or die, you'll never make me.
Because the world will never take my heart. Still Batman-y.
Yeah, yeah. Go and try. You'll never break me. We want it all. We want to play this part.
Gotham tries to break the Batman.
Bane also does it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Batham.
Yeah, Batman from Batham.
Yeah.
Batman from Batham.
I know
comic books. Yeah.
People looking at the runtime of this episode being like, wow, they really lost it very quickly. A traditional episode of Plumbing the Death Star was like 30 to 40 minutes. That'd be it. Just shy of 15.
I listen to a lot of Plumbing the Death Star, and I can tell a late in the day episode when I hear one.
Oh, they must have recorded this one after kicking each other in the head.
They did it in a little isosceles lock where they kicked each other in the head. Sat down and started recording.
All right, boys. One, three, two.
Back. Go, go! Jesus Christ.
Fire it up, boys.
Welcome to this episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I won't explain or say I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, that's very
Batman.
Batman
often doesn't talk to his family. And
yeah, that's true.
Know, he doesn't like give reasons why he's doing things. He's like he's
I'm unashamed. I'm gonna show my scars.
I think this is Joker joining in.
I'm unashamed, the Batman. I'm gonna show my scars.
Give a cheer for all the broken. Listen here, because it's who we are.
I don't know why my Joker sounds like that, but he does. Just a man.
I'm not a hero.
Oh, Joker's doing this bit.
No, it's
it's
in tandem. Response sort of thing.
You do the Batman part. I'll do the Batman parts. You do the Joker parts.
Just a man. I'm not a hero. Just a boy.
We're gonna sing this song.
Just a man.
I lost where I was up to.
I'm not a hero!
I don't care.
Okay,
yeah, then I think conversation between Batman and the...
Yeah, and Joker. And then I think it just repeats.
Or alternatively...
Yeah?
Switch it.
Okay.
You're just a man, Batman!
I'm not a hero.
You're just a boy!
Who had to sing this song.
Just a man!
I'm not a hero.
I don't care, Batman!
Then shot with the bang gun.
Yeah.
The bang gun.
Yeah, the bang gun.
The gun that shoots a bang!
It's bang, and then in...
Injustice.
No, but the other one, the more fucked up one. The DC versus Mortal Kombat.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
You shoot with the bang gun and it comes out bang, and then Joker's like, ha ha ha, and then he shoots again and the flag shoots the guy in the head.
That's sick as hell.
It is sick as hell.
Well, okay. I think it's pretty categorically Batman. Like, it works.
I nailed it
very
one.
Well.
Yeah. Do or die, you'll never make me because the world will never take my heart. Mm-hmm. Don't try, you want to break me. We want it all. We want to play this part. Do or die. Yeah. That's...
Yeah, yeah.
It's nice that, it is Batman if we fall onto the belief that Thomas Wayne was prophetic.
That Thomas Wayne had Thomas some Wayne kind of prophetic dream.
Yeah. Thomas Wayne being like, look. I know me and Martha need to die.
Yeah,
tonight.
We're going to get shot in Crime Alley. It's
we're
coming.
We're going to go see a beautiful opera called Zorro.
Yeah.
And halfway through, you can get scared. And that's fine.
And that's okay. And we're going to go out to Crime Alley.
We're going to get shot to shit.
Maybe we've approached this because we got thrown off by the black of the Black Parade. Yeah. What if this is a recording by a man whose planet's exploded?
A Superman's.
Oh, my God.
Come, son of Jor-El. Kneel before Zod. Jor-El. Okay.
Son, when you grow up, would you be the savior of the broken, the beaten, and the damned? Right. Will you defeat them, your demons?
Right. I'm Rusty Crow. I had sex with my wife, something that has not been done
I had sex with my wife. I'm Russell Crowe, and I invented fucking.
Yeah, I know. I rediscovered fucking.
Oh, I rediscovered coming in my wife.
Babe, I've been thinking about your pussy.
Yeah. I've been thinking about... How did that go?
Just, I've been thinking about your pussy. I've been thinking about my dick.
And I've been thinking about raw dogging.
Yeah, it's really crazy.
Imagine
idea.
Just like the Kryptonian equivalent of like a TED talk. Jor-El comes up. Ladies and gentlemen of the scientific community, I've been thinking that why we have penis, why we have pussy. If you look at pussy and you see penis,
Jor-El presents the two P's.
Why we have penis.
Why we have pussy. Why we have
if you pussy. Look like a simple lock and key mechanism,
the two
one
P's.
Will go into the chorus of boo.
What's he talking about? This is crazy.
Heretic, kill him.
They're just for pissing. They're just for pissing.
I like the two P's. Paul meets Paul.
Jor-El.
What about the what
arse? What about an arse?
Jor-El.
Jor-El, what about an arse?
His eyes just go wide.
Why,
I haven't even considered the arse.
But you raised so many important questions.
That's very interesting.
I guess we all have an arse.
Yeah, I think your idea falls apart under scrutiny.
Back to, I guess, that machine that we put our dick in or whatever.
Back to the dick machine, dude.
Back to getting milked?
Yeah,
back to getting milked by that machine.
I really like the milking. I don't want to change.
I love My Chemical Romance. I'm so glad Plumbing the Death Star are finally talking about them.
No.
I've sent this podcast to my good friend Gerard Way after Plumbing the Death Star asked me
they
to.
They asked me
the
to really early
episode.
On. It couldn't. There's no way that it could go wrong.
You know,
for
he's
me.
A comic book author and like his band, obviously very successful, but they haven't been a band for like 7 or 8 years.
Yeah,
they've only
yeah,
just
yeah,
reformed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, this
and
one
he loves comic book.
He's a big comic
Academy.
Book head. He wrote the Umbrella Academy. Yeah,
yeah. He Doom Patrol was a lot of Gerard Way. So like he was probably within reach.
Yeah, once
over the last 20 minutes, he's gone from within
the last
reach
20 minutes. Oh, the episode's been going for 20 minutes.
Interesting.
Oh, what's that about?
Just Gerard Way, just like getting his headphones, just taking them off, laying them down.
One of the other band members being like, "Hey, why are you crying?"
Are you writing a new song?
No. I don't think I'm ever going to write again.
I think
there's three men in Australia I need to kill.
Hey, guys, maybe comic books were a mistake.
Yeah, I think cancel the next season of Umbrella Academy.
I'm really upset. And also our Australian tour, done.
Yeah.
That's been it. A fake country, yeah?
Yeah.
It's fake, why is it so hurtful?
All right, let's explore it. Let's explore it as inventor of the fuck. Jor-El talking to his boy.
He was more like an archaeologist rediscovering the fuck.
You're right.
Cracked open a fossil and was like, oh my God.
Oh my holy God. Macaroni.
This person, they died pelvis to pelvis. Why?
It's not just for piercing.
Wait a second. If there was a...
Oh my God, I need to go home to my wife's pussy.
Hey, hon, you know I've been thinking about your pussy recently?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Can I just try something?
It's being crazy.
And that's how Superman was born. Babe, can I just try something? I don't know if this is going to work
Russell
or whatever.
Crowe just, well, wait, Jor-El? Or?
Yeah, Jor-El. Yeah.
Jor-El just run into the street. Turn off the dick machine!
Stop getting milk!
Everybody, stop getting milk! It's not just for pissing!
It's only for pissing league.
Ignore the arse heretic. He's thrown us off.
But what of the arse, Jor-El?
What of the arse?
I think you could put your cock in that too.
Heresy.
That's what explodes Krypton. The concept you can fuck arse.
There's someone like another group. But sir, what about mouth?
Oh my.
That's good too.
This goes all the way to the top of the human body. Kryptonian body.
But what about mouth and pussy?
to say, oh my God, hold on. Jor-El was a pioneer.
We're sorry, Jared.
Sorry, Jared Wayne. Yeah, how bad?
You write really good songs most of the time. Yeah. So.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, do you want to support Plumbing the Death Star, but every time you look at Sans Pants Plus, our other premium subscription service, you see all the D&D shit and it makes you sick and afraid? Fair enough, elves suck shit and wizards blow chunks. Well, there's an alternative. You can sign up to the Bad Brain Boys collection on Apple Podcasts and receive a whole dirty bunch of bonus content from your three favorite fuckheads without all that fantasy nerd shit getting in the way. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to head to apple.co/plumbingthedeathstar right now, sign the fuck up, and show your support for the only boys in the world you love. When I was a young boy...
I really like you invented Danny the Street.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's a really Danny good the Street concept.
Did a cum in something,
I think that was in Doom Patrol, yeah.
The TV show or the book?
The TV show, I think, but maybe in the book too. I know in the book, in the comic, Danny the Street's got a carnival in his ambulance.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to
I love Danny. Danny the Ambulance is my favorite version of Danny the Street.
Me too.
So when he was a young boy, so are we talking, is this from Jor-El's perspective or is this from Pa Kent's perspective?
Oh, true.
Because Jor-El, when I was a young boy, well...
Yeah.
Well, Pa Kent, mean, well, Jor-El was dead.
Yeah.
Well and truly dead.
Oh, hang on. I forgot it starts with when I was.
Yeah.
No, but if it's Superman, he's like kind of maybe he's remembering.
Superman's in the Fortress of Solitude having a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And his dad is like, I'm a hologram. It's me, your dad, the hologram. I'm a hologram.
Well, potentially, if you have to describe a hologram in a fucked up way, you could say a phantom.
Yes.
All right. Well, okay.
So what if I just throw it? Fortress of Solitude. When I was a young boy, my father took me into the city of Krypton to see a marching band.
Yeah.
He said, that's nice.
Son, when you grow up, will you be the savior of the broken, the beaten, and the damned? Because I'm a scientist and I fight for good.
Yeah. No, I'll leave you at. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to cut it off so quickly.
Yeah.
I really do think this is like, it just doesn't fit because I really do think it fits Pa Kent, but the Kevin Costner Pa Kent, who's fucking insane.
Yes. Like, it's just legitimate.
Sadly, honestly, honestly,
baby Clark Kent is taken to a parade that's in come through Smallville or whatever.
Yeah.
He's Park like, Kent. Oh hey,
son, when you grow, can you imagine the Kevin Costner Park Kent? Son, when you grow up, would you be the savior of the broken?
What? Son, beaten, when you and grow up, would you be the savior of the broken, the beaten, and the damned?
What?
Will you defeat them? Your demons
and all the non-believers.
I think if Park Hens says something about non-believers, I think I'm killing atheists.
Yeah.
Because one day I'll leave you a phantom in a tornado, sorry.
Yeah, I'll leave you. Because one day I'll leave you a phantom. He kind of maybe knows about the baby machine where he presses a button and he's like, oh, there's your dad.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Leave you a phantom.
Yeah,
I'll leave
your dad. Holiday.
Yeah.
Of your birthday.
To lead you into the summer, the sun.
Yes.
That's where Superman gets.
To join the Black his Parade. Powers. Where Superman black, Superman wear black suit, cause Superman die.
Okay.
I'll lead you into the summer where you'll fucking die, but then you're gonna
come back. Fucking gone by doomsday. And you'll come back. To join the black parade. Is anyone ever in the history of anything ever called the JLA
the Black Parade?
No.
You could probably get away with the Bat Family as the Black Parade.
Yeah, but that's kind of.
Okay, if I'm Park Kent, very religious. Yeah. Think my son is maybe a little Satan.
Yeah, or a little.
Okay, well, then what about this part? Yeah. Sometimes I get the feeling she's watching over me. And other times I feel like I should go back to space.
Yeah,
Mom?
Yeah, Mom's in space. Sometimes I feel like Krypton Mom's watching me. Sometimes I feel like I should go back into space.
And through it all, the rise and fall, the bodies in the streets, I fucked up.
Yeah.
When you're gone, we all want. Yeah.
Unless could she be like his mother, like Ma Kent?
Yeah.
Because like, you know, you don't have to be dead to be watching over, because he's always like, well, I carry, you know,
Kansas.
That's true. Kansas?
Yeah.
I carry Kansas around with me, and I'll often do the things that I do because I often think that, you know, if my mum is watching me.
Yeah.
Or my mum is watching over me on the news.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Ma Kent is watching me while I fly around and punch
and while the
Brainiac.
Bodies are in the streets.
Like what happened when he fights Zod.
Yeah,
that's true.
Uh-huh. Bodies hit the floor and the buildings.
Let's not open up that.
We'll carry on, and in my heart I can't contain it. The anthem won't explain it. What's Superman's song?
Superman does whatever.
What is the Superman theme? Because that and Indiana Jones turn into the same song in my head, but then the song it turns into is the Indiana Jones song.
That is how it starts.
Is there any Superman song lyrics? I only get the five for fighting song. I can't stand to fly.
I'm not that nice. Superman. I don't think he's got a theme song.
No.
Okay. Did Smallville have one?
Yeah, that was.
That was
only a man.
Remy Zero.
Yeah.
Silly red sheet.
What's that name of that song?
The Smallville theme song.
You would have been all over that song. Remy Zero is the name of the artist.
Smallville song.
So it's Save Me. Save Me.
Yeah, Save Me. Somebody Save Me.
Yeah, you really went for it, there, Jackson.
I really nailed it. I think we did the scarecrow earlier. Wrecked my voice.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I feel my
that.
Wings
yeah.
have broken in your hands. I feel the words I've spoken inside.
Well, that anthem, but that anthem does sort of explain it, you know. Could it be? You know, we did the Darth Vader theme before.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Could it be young Anakin Skywalker?
Who's his father?
Watto. When I was a young boy, Watto took me into the city.
My father figure.
Yeah, father figure. To see a marching band.
Maybe seems like something fucked up that would happen on Tatooine or whatever. They're like, look at them marching bands.
I don't know why Watto would be like, son, when you grow up, would you be the savior of the broken?
The beaten and the damned? Me, Watto, a slave owner? Will you be the savior of you?
Kill me in the
will you rise up and kill me?
Will you defeat me?
Your demons and all
your
the non-believers?
Can't look like me, Watto, your slave owner.
Or could it be? No,
Qui-Gon.
Qui-Gon
talking to Obi-Wan.
Well, Qui-Gon could still be talking to Anakin.
Okay, so Qui-Gon. One day I'll leave you a phantom.
Ah,
a force ghost.
I'll leave you Qui-Gon. Yeah.
Lead you into the summer to join the Black Parade. The Sith.
Sidious. What about Sidious?
Luke talking to Ben.
Okay.
Because he does leave him a phantom.
That's true.
Luke wears black.
To he lead does. You in the summer and join... What's the Black Parade in Star Wars? It's got to be the side.
The dark side.
It's got to be the dark side.
Because he joins the dark... Well, yeah, because Ben Solo joins the dark side for a bit. And then he...
Okay. Luke saying it to Ben Solo. Did for you, some reason, I thought you just said Ben as in...
Luke saying like, it to old Ben.
No, but yeah.
I thought it was Uncle Ben saying it to Luke. Why is Uncle Ben being... And then what happened is I got Uncle Ben confused with... What's the uncle on...
Lars?
Uncle Lars. I was like, why is Uncle Lars being like, you're going to be a Sith boy?
I got really confused because I thought you were saying Ben as in like Obi-Wan was saying this to Luke.
When I was a young boy...
What if this is... Okay, let's talk about Uncle Ben. Maybe this is Uncle Ben saying it as he died, and Spider-Man just for everybody else's convenience abbreviates.
Does this song break down to with great power comes great responsibility?
Peter, when you grow up, it's already funny.
When I was a young boy, my father took me into the city to see marching band. He got shot in the head.
In the guts. It's hard to talk when you got a ball.
That's New York slang.
Hey,
what happened to Uncle Ben?
He saw a marching band.
Oh.
He took his kid to see a marching band.
Oh, his kid was there. That sucks.
I'm so sorry.
Fuck. Anyway, here's a real slice of New York pizza. Okay, son, when you grow up, would you be the savior of the broken, and the beaten, and the damned?
Okay. Right.
Well, like he's like, because I'm a blue-collar worker. Yeah. We're always being trodden. Not Harry Osborne piece of shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Always got their fucking life given to them on a silver spoon. Here's me. I can't... They're going to steal your fucking... Your aunt's fucking house.
Okay, Ben, we're going to get you to a hospital. They're going to take everything.
They're going to take everything. You make sure she smacks Joel McHale so fucking hard.
Because then, will you defeat them, your demons, and all the non-believers? Because Peter Parker's poor.
Yeah.
And he's like, people don't think you're going to go anywhere, kid.
Yeah, people don't believe in you.
People don't believe in you, but they're going to believe in you.
Yeah.
And the plans that you've made.
Because they're always shitting on the poor. They're always going to be like, well, we're going to build a new highway here. But the people that live here, who cares?
One day I'll leave you a phantom is funny to say as you die.
Yeah.
Like right now?
To leave one day. You in the summer. The
to join phantom. The Black Parade.
His mind's going.
He's bleeding out. You can ignore the last two lines because he's in a shit, what's
yeah,
going
he doesn't know what's happening.
Okay, a Black Prey could be the symbiote.
Okay. Uncle Ben also had a prophetic dream.
Yeah. And also later in the song, I mean, there's the let's paint it black and take it back.
Yeah.
So that's, I guess, maybe it has to be.
Okay, so let's assume Uncle Ben, the night before he got shot, he woke up and he's like, I had a dream where our child,
our
I know
boy
he's not our
Spider-Man.
Son. I know, May, he's not our full-on son.
Okay. Well, depending on the timeline,
I know he's our nephew or cousin or whatever.
Maybe he's your full-on son. Because
I
I'm
shoot blanks or whatever.
You know how my cum is... rubbish.
May, Aunt May, you remember the comic book plot line to Trouble?
Right.
The Spider-Man comic book everyone loathed. Where you're the biological mother of Peter Parker.
Yeah, because you
our nephew.
Because you fucked the shit out of Richard while we were dating you.
Yeah, I'm mad at you again.
So I shoot blanks.
I'm not even going to tell you about my dream. I just remembered the plot of Trouble. I'm going to sleep on the couch.
Yeah. You thought you had a serious conversation where you were serious about aborting Peter.
What the hell? Why are you and May fighting this morning? I had a dream last night. It brought up a lot of stuff.
That boy's going to be the savior of the broken.
What was the dream about? You got covered in a black goo. What? Ben, what?
Anyway.
Never mind. I'm driving you to your wrestling practice.
You're going to wrestle. You see this marching band?
What, Uncle Ben? No. Not the New York slang. But then in the end it was. That's crazy.
Anyway, make sure you sell your marriage to the devil. It's a good choice.
Yeah, it's going
to
be good for you.
It's going to be C.
Okay, suddenly you grow up. Yep. Sometimes I get the feeling she's watching over me. Aunt May is sort of a helicopter parent, despite Peter Parker's advanced age. And other times I feel like I should go move out of home. Yeah. And through it all, the rise of all the bodies in the streets, fair enough. And when you're gone, Aunt May, we want you
when
all to
you're
know.
Gone, Uncle Ben and Aunt May, we want you all to know. We'll carry on. Well, he takes over... I miscalled them task. What's the name of her business?
Aunt May's. Aunt May has a business?
Yeah, shelter. Yeah, the shelter.
Oh, right. Feast.
Yes. Nice. Okay. Task is better.
Yeah. A world that sends you
totally awesome, totally awesome, sick food.
Remember, this is about feeding.
He said sick food. He said sick food.
It's like the K from the sick kind of leads into it. It
comes into the sick food. Yeah, food. Yeah. Yeah, totally awesome. Yeah. Sick food. Yeah. Great. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, May looking after. Oh, she's dead. Why'd you change
that?
Why'd
he do that?
Because Task is cooler. It's catchier. Totally awesome. Sick. Food.
Sick food.
What are you talking
about? Yeah, but you
about?
Sound deranged when you say it. No, I don't think so.
I actually said awesome.
Mate, did you come back as a ghost just to admonish me?
I told you I'd leave you a phantom. Okay. To join you in the summer to lead.
You're going to lead the Black Parade.
Really what? Does fall apart about this Black Parade.
Yeah. Thing. The only one that it kind of works with is Batman. But I guess, look.
Or a Sith.
Okay.
I think I threw it to maybe look again, you know, with Ben Solo and Luke Skywalker. Mm-hmm. I mean, and again, they do, they have pathetic dreams, so they might know what's going on.
So he's saying, I'll leave you a phantom, I'll be a force ghost.
Yeah.
But then to lead you in the summer to join the Black Parade.
Hey, I'm going
to
die and take you to the Sith.
Yeah. I'm going to die and you're going to join the Black Parade. And on that salt planet, it looked pretty warm.
Okay.
Sometimes they get the summertime of his life.
Yeah, that's true.
Has Ben Solo ever referred to Luke Skywalker as his father?
No.
Father figure?
He's sort of like a father, like a priest can be a father.
Yeah.
Father Skywalker, in a way. Yeah. In a way.
In a way. He did, he trained him and like he looked after him kind of.
What if it's Yoda in the swamps of Dagobah? Okay. And the I'll leave you a phantom refers to when Luke goes in the cave with a ghost Vader. Huh? Huh? Mm-hmm.
So Yoda.
So that's Luke's perspective.
Yep.
Talking about something him and Yoda did. And in Dagobah slang, the Black Parade is the swamp. And, I mean, just a marching band is a swamp.
And my father means Yoda. And
he's a father
figure. And the city is the swamp.
And so is the marching band.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's try that.
Okay.
When I was a young boy, Yoda took me into the swamp to see a swamp. He said, band? Luke, when you grow up, would you be the savior of the broken, the beaten, and the damned? Yoda said, will you defeat them, your demons, and all the non-believers, the plans you have made? Because one day, I'll leave you a phantom.
A ghost Vader in a cave.
I'll leave you a ghost Vader in a cave to lead you in the summer?
We don't know what season it was.
To join the Sith.
Maybe not. Also, you didn't say it like Yoda. So
oh, okay.
That's a hard one to do with Yoda.
When you grow up, son,
savior of the broken would you be? The beaten? The damned and the beaten? Mm?
Defeat them, will you?
Yeah.
Demons, yours.
The non-believers?
All of them.
And
that they have made the plans. I'll leave you a phantom because one day, in the summer to lead you, the Black Parade to join.
Okay. What if it's Yoda talking to his dad?
How about it could be one of the Endless from Sandman talking to their father, who I believe is Father Time.
Okay.
So let's go with Dream.
All right.
Or Death. Let's go with Dream first.
Okay.
I.e. Morpheus. When they were a young boy, my father took me to the city to see a marching band. So again, like when Dream was quite young,
Father Time took
them somewhere to like the city.
Yep.
Just to see a marching band. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, that's actually a sick activity.
It's a lot of fun.
It's loud.
Yeah,
it's good for a kid.
Yeah,
there's a lot going on.
Drums and stuff.
Yeah, bum 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 bum.
Got a good beat.
That was the most fucked up trumpet impression I have ever.
I like two heads.
I mean, I don't know if I mock you, but I don't know if I tried to do a trumpet. The trumpet's like.
You also had two heads. Trumpets on hand.
Trumpets? Oh, some trumpets.
Well, no, there's three notes on a trumpet. Yeah, that's better.
That was the Elmo's World.
No, 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 no
Almost.
Okay. We'll get to that another day.
Yeah. When you grow up, will you be the savior of the broken, the beaten, and the damned?
Those are people that do all have dreams.
Okay, that's true.
So they're like, I have a dream to get out of these terrible conditions
circumstances.
And what, you know, that is what, you know, dreams all about. It's like we got to facilitate these in the dream.
Yeah.
So we'll defeat them, your demons. He goes to hell and fights
literal
demons.
Literal
demons.
Good.
And the non-believers.
Yeah, that's fair.
People who don't believe in dream.
People don't believe in the endless. Sorry, people are trying to take out.
Shut the fuck up about your dream. I don't believe in dreams. Oh, you dreamed?
Yeah. I actually watched
a YouTube video that told me that all dreams are full of shit.
I sucked off a unicorn, dude. So whatever. Good for you.
Yeah, well done. Okay. Because one day I'll leave you a phantom, so Father Time isn't really seen at all. Like the parents for the endless are like, whatever.
You know, Phantom-esque.
Gone. It's gone. It's like a phantom. It's a memory.
And now the two lines that trip us up for every scenario.
To lead you in the summer.
Lead you in the summer to join. So maybe it's a summer, like the summer of your life.
Okay.
Summer
is the easier of the two.
Yeah. The Black Parade. What's the Black Parade for Dream?
So the Black Parade.
To join the Black Parade.
The Black Parade. So, okay.
All right.
So Dream is often seen in like black, like a garb. So he often wears quite like dark clothing. He uses crows or ravens. Murder of crows. Crows? I think it's crows.
Yeah.
Or is it ravens?
I mean, they're the same bird, basically.
No, there's a big thing where they're like, I'm not a raven, I'm a crow.
Well,
I'm not a crow, I'm a raven.
The same bird.
So he uses them. They're the connection between the dreaming and our world, the reality.
Is that the Black Parade?
Maybe.
What about...
I'm like, okay, Cal...
What about this? Christopher Robin. He has to give... He's an adult now. And he's got to throw away Winnie the Pooh, okay? And he's trying to explain death to Winnie the Pooh. That's what the Black Parade
is. When you grow up.
Obviously, Winnie the Pooh since Christopher Robin is his father.
To lead you in the summer, so the end of the universe,
right?
Yeah,
the end
of... We can still do this with time and dream and the endless.
Your scenario has been stolen away from you.
Sorry. But to join the Black Parade, i.e. your sister's... show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dream, you're out of here. You're going into death. The Black Parade.
Sometimes I get the feeling she's watching over me, and other times I should probably be reading these lyrics rather than...
Other times I feel like I should go, and throughout all the rise and fall, the body's in the streets.
Yeah.
And when you're gone, we want you all to know.
We'll carry on.
Well, she being maybe he's talking now about his sister death. So, you know, she's watching over me, and other times I feel I should go. Again, dream sometimes. And before he gets captured and then released, whatever, he's a pretty big cunt. Everyone kind of hates him, and he learns a bit of a lesson when he comes back, and he's like, maybe I was a piece of shit.
Is everyone upset that dreams makes everyone dream of losing their teeth or thinking they're jumping off a cliff or whatever?
Yeah.
Pissing
their pants in school.
Pissing their pants in school. With their dick out because I forgot to bring pants.
I always have in my dreams like that. I'm just wearing a t-shirt, no pants.
Oh, yeah, toddlering it.
And then like I'm in class, and I'm like, oh, fuck, I got to hide my dick. And because I can hide my dick, it's worse than if it was just like no other option.
So
you know what I mean?
What do you hide your dick in?
Like with my t-shirt. Like I pull my t-shirt down over my dick, kind of making me look like I'm in a baby's romper, I guess. Because I like hooked a t-shirt over my balls in the dream. No one's quite noticed yet, which is what makes it so bad. Because like I'm just like on the edge of everyone being like, Jackson's got the fucking pants.
It's Morpheus watching this being like, what the fuck?
What the hell?
What the hell? He's meant to have no clothes on to keep a t-shirt.
It's going to be embarrassing for him, but he's...
He doesn't seem to mind.
He looks like his fashion statement.
It's like a baby in a romper.
I tucked my balls. Everyone's applauding.
He did it.
This isn't right.
The teacher's just written A+ on the board.
I don't know if that's for him, but it must be good.
This dream's falling apart.
This child is more powerful than I ever imagined. Balls are falling down.
My balls. And then I look directly him in the eye.
Yeah.
I know you're watching me.
Whoa, that's scary. I tucked my balls, turning. I know you're watching me.
And watching me dream. You can't make me have a bad dream.
I only dream good dreams.
I only dream good dreams.
So, yeah, so it's leave you in the summer. Yeah. Like summer, sun, explosion, whatever, like warm, hot, end of universe. Black Bray could be referencing his sister. Uh-huh. Sometimes I get the feeling she's watching over me, I feel that sometimes death is watching over
sure,
me.
Sure, yeah.
In that he should
well,
go.
Well, since he's reeling from decimated dreams. Dream. We found it.
Whoa, big dick.
We found it, baby. We got dream and the goddamn is dream.
just one big foghorn.
We should use a foghorn instead of an air horn.
We should.
Rather than just...
So playing it back, take
your
it back.
Misery and hate. Again, you got like desire and
his dreams married.
He was married.
Are they a widow?
No.
So your weary widow marches.
Well, in a way.
Okay.
So he was married to what's her name? Starts with a C. Muse, like a Greek
cockatoo.
Okay, no. I was like, you know it. No,
Circe?
Calliope?
The thing of circus music is?
Calliope? Yeah. Silly name.
Great name. So they had a kid together with her, but there was also, is it Nada? And
your story.
He sends her to hell.
Okay, it's kind of a piece of shit.
That's a great way to divorce.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit.
Yeah. Okay, so could be Dream. Could be Batman, could be Spider-Man.
Does this make it sense at the end, though, just with Dream? Do or die, you'll never make me because the world will never take my heart. Go and try, you'll never break me. Mm-hmm. We want it all. We want to play this part. Yeah. Do or die, you'll never make me.
Well, they do try and break him by, like, they're trying to capture death, but they end up catching Dream. They try and, guess, break him, but he never wavers.
Mm. Okay.
Well, I guess... So we got a lot of like likely situations, but we didn't actually cop what we said we were going to say.
So now the question remains.
Yeah.
If our dad.
Joel.
Yeah.
Jackson.
What, dude? I'm already scared of the marching band.
Did you see that trumpet? It's fucked up.
It's so scary.
I'm scared that I'm going to get my lips in that trumpet or something.
Dad, you know how dangerous a marching band is for the three of us specifically.
When you grow up, will you be the savior of the beaten, the broken, and the damned? I think at this point, my dad is making some grand speech he's seen in a movie, like the ultimate dad movie that no one who's not a dad Chariots of Fire or something.
Dad's kind of picked this moment because he's like, I'm not attached to, like, I'm not connecting with my kids. This is the moment. I'm picking it
at
random.
Will you defeat them, your demons, and all the non-believers and the plans that they have made?
See, Dad, when I think demons, I automatically think, like, you know, demon in a bottle, i.e. boost.
Oh, okay.
So,
Dad, are you?
This makes me think that maybe Dad's on the sauce.
Or does Dad think we're on the sauce?
Well, we're a 10-year-old boy.
I got alcoholic kids.
There's no age. We just decided 10.
That's good, like, boy age for this speech.
10's a perfect age for a boy.
Yeah.
Well, 10's a good age to take a boy to a marching band.
Yeah, and to give him a fucked up speech.
So, one day I'll leave you a phantom.
Well,
to lead
hey,
you in.
Hey, son, I'm dying.
Yeah.
Or, hey, son, I...
One day I will die.
Son, or I was looking in the mirror today and I realized I'm older than I've ever been today. Yeah. And it's making me wary about that I'm mortal.
Dad,
does that mean that every time you look into a mirror, you're like, this is the oldest I've ever been looking at this mirror? Because you're always having a thought when you're looking in a mirror.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Am I going to age, Dad?
Hey, little Joel, time comes for all of us. And one day you too will look like
that,
shit.
Yeah. That's a fucked up thing to say to a 10-year-old.
Dad, I'm 10 and scared of the marching band.
Could this be...
you just, what, Dad? I gotta hear over the marching band.
Oh my God, that little boy stuck in that trumpet. Okay, if we take away any superhero antics, any kind of like, what if we just put this as in our dad? He is, let's say he's not dying through crime.
Okay,
he's got too little or not enough.
Yeah.
Let's say he's got cancer. He's got terminal illness, something like
that. Passing away,
and this is him. His way of saying that he is dying. He's telling us in a fucked up way, because we're a little 10-year-old boy brain that does.
I really like this in that context. So he's like, sometimes I get the feeling She's watching over me. Maybe a pot. Oh, no, maybe his
that pot. Yeah, because you got to remember, you've time fallen jump. Over the same thing. No, yeah. not time travel. When no, time I was jump. A young boy.
Yeah. Okay.
When.
Yeah,
when
yeah,
is
yeah.
important.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah. So sometimes yeah. I get the feeling. So
that's
like
current. Yeah. So if this is the time that our dad has sat us all down in the, with the background of a marching band.
Yeah.
To tell us. When you grow up, would you be the savior, the broken, the beaten, damned? Now, if we're regular people, what?
Yeah, I think
is he trying to say
do good?
Yeah, is he trying to be like?
I think it's like a
with great power comes great responsibility.
I think it's like basically. Here's my guess: Dad's passing away.
Yep,
and he's looked at his three kids.
Yes,
and he's like, I fucked right up, and now he's like, this is my legacy. Oh fuck,
he's the worst fucking triplets. I
really messed the fuck up. I had two kids, named them the fucking same name. And the third one still has a J in the front. But it's kind of like a messy Joel. It's like Joel Jackson. And they're all fucking dumb as shit. And I got like weeks left. I got to inspire them to do something with their lives. Yeah. So I'm not left this behind.
And this could be a thing where it's like, well, as a way to connect, maybe they do know, like, you know, a Superman kind of character.
Oh, okay.
Where it's like, you know, they are a savior. Actually, that makes less sense.
More oh, no, about I a like religious.
he's probably a religious father. So he's a religious father.
He's just
trying to connect to his kids to be like,
sons,
you know,
I'm dying. Also, I know Superman. What?
No, there's no Superman. I'm just trying to be like, he you just were trying to relate to a kid, putting in terms of superiority. I was confused by our own bullshit. No, this is more like religious. Yeah?
Yeah.
So our dad is dying and maybe he's trying to find God.
We're just like, you should not be talking to us at a marching
band. Dad, I can't hear a fucking word you're saying.
Would you be the save the broken, the beaten?
Is that one of our triplets in that drum?
Okay.
So I guess Dad has some
full ass. Dad, should you step in at this point?
Yeah, Dad, he need help. Dad, get him.
Dad, the triplet.
I'm trapped. Dad, I'm stuck.
I would do it, Dad, but I know I'll get trampled instantly. And Dusha can't because he'll lead the marching band. You got to get in
come
there,
Dad.
Save Salmon. He's going to maybe die.
Dad, are you familiar with the ending of Animal House where they lead the marching band the wrong way and they march into a wall? That's what Dusha
That's what
will
Dusha
do.
Will absolutely do. So.
And you know, if you guys do that, then my bare ass cheek will hit that wall.
There we
I don't want to do
we
that,
have
Dad.
Cheeks, Dad.
Dad, come on.
Shut up about the Black Parade. Help your son.
So is this, yeah, I'm guessing Dad is speaking to us. He's dying and he's got some regrets.
Yeah.
Would you be the savior of the broken, the beaten, the damned? Is he talking about himself here?
Oh,
is he
no.
just being like,
oh,
you
Dad.
Know, Dad is just like, he's broken, he's beaten, or is he talking about like, I don't know, any, your,
well,
the rest
again,
of your family, your mom.
No,
like,
I think he's like, you got to get into, you know, do something with your lives.
Yeah. Like,
look
I didn't do anything.
And like, you don't seem mm-hmm. like you're going to do. So get out there, look after people, lead the Black Parade.
Yeah, maybe his dad, again, maybe his dad lived like either a hedonistic life or a life where he like, you know, climbed that corporate ladder and he's looking at his, anything is like, I really didn't do much to help my fellow man. All yeah. I did was just kind of like climb, you know, I stepped on a few heads to get ahead.
Yeah.
And that's not great. So, sons, will you be the savior of the broken, the beaten, the damned? You know, like try to do what I couldn't. Do better than I did.
I actually think that this is more accurate to us than we think because
yeah.
our dad at the start is like, hey, be a hero, do yeah. better than I ever did. And then later on, we're like, I'm just a man, not a hero. I don't care.
So, your dad's like, Be good, guys. Please be good,
and
because
like, yeah.
one day, like, I'm gonna die.
I like
I'm
the,
gonna die.
The line. We'll carry on, and though you're broken and yeah. defeated, Dad,
I think
your weary widow, Mom.
I do also because again, once it to lead you in the summer to join the Black Parade. Is this when Dad gets distracted by the marching band
to join the? He's like he's lost his speech. Like he doesn't know what to say next, and he's like, and you'll leave your phantom
the
into the summer to join the.
The Black Parade!
Maybe yeah. there actually should be a full stop to or dot 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 an ellipses, and then the marching band finishes and the Black Parade starts.
to join the Black Parade!
Yeah,
it's over there.
Whoa! And then we're excited about that.
Yeah.
We forget that speech
or
entirely.
Or just like, or the you know, the Black Parade is just death.
Yeah.
And
don't tell me to die.
Is summer Dad. Like what he calls life? Is this New York slang?
Yeah.
Summer being life and then Black Parade
being
death?
I think none of it matters anyway because I'm not listening to that.
Yeah. And then at the end, I'm just a man, not a hero, just a boy, something, yeah. something. I'm just a man, not a hero, I don't care.
Yeah.
That's pretty accurate.
Just a man, I'm not a hero. Just a boy who had to sing this song. Just a man, yeah. I'm not a hero. So I'm just a man. I'm not a hero. I don't know what Dad was thinking.
I don't know what Dad the fuck was talking about.
All this fucking pressure
about.
On us.
And I'm just a boy. I don't even know why I'm here. I just have to sing this song.
Like, is it again, metaphor for, like, say, talking to your therapist? I had to sing a song, as in, I had to get this off my chest because my dad said some real fucked up shit 2 weeks before he died.
The ending of the song is so funny. Yeah. It's like, so your dad's giving you this massive motivational speech, being like, be a hero. And then the song ends with, do or die, you'll never make me. Because the world will never take my heart, go and try, you'll never break me, Dad.
We want it all.
We're going to play this part.
We'll carry on. Do or die, you'll never make me. We'll carry on. Because the world will never take my heart. We'll carry on.
Yeah,
we'll carry on is me in the background. I didn't really listen.
We'll carry on. You'll never break me.
Yeah, we'll carry on.
We want it all.
Dad, you'll never break me down to conform to being a hero. I'm going to be a sack of shit my whole life.
We want to play this part.
We'll carry on.
And what is plumbing the Death Star if not a whole bunch of carry on?
I guess, or like in the last, like, could just be us, you know, placating. Dad? My father? Yes, Dad. No.
Yeah. And then later on.
Oh, we'll carry on.
We'll carry on, Dad.
Dad was telling us next to our friend. And then later on being like, we'll carry on.
He's dying.
We'll carry on. We're mocking a dying father.
I'm one of those kids that had no filter. Yeah. My dad's dying. I say to my other 10-year-old friend that has no way to get that information.
Yeah. When it comes to my dying dad and play some Sega Genesis, I have Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
Did you say Sega?
Sega. Sega Genesis?
I said Sega.
Yeah.
Well, my dad's dying, actually.
Do you say Sega in
your
house?
My mom doesn't stop crying.
No, yeah, mom's sad all the time. No, I said Sega.
Actually, maybe we should come to your place and play Nintendo
64. My house
64.
Is a bummer.
Yeah, the background's got his mom wailing away.
Did she say his dad's dying or whatever?
Yeah. I'm not sad. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know how I feel. He said something weird the other day. He said, will I be the savior of the broken? The beating the damned. Do you know what that could be? Yeah.
Anyway.
What games you got?
Anyway, I said Sega. So.
Yeah. Did he kill Eggman? Or Robotnik?
Or Robotnik? I don't know what his name is on the Sega.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's what would happen.
Yeah, I suppose.
Would we live up to the lofty heights our father wanted for us? No.
Absolutely not.
Are we currently living up to
the heights that our own fathers
No.
Not even close.
I would say that. Look, I'd hate to speak on behalf of all of our fathers, but I think any of our fathers had particularly super high hopes for any of us, and I would say maybe not you, Joel Zammit. I know that.
Look, expectations I think were pretty high. But the reality.
Expectations I think for me were mid.
Yeah.
And reality.
Hey.
Mid.
Raise your hand or do maybe just a vocal. If any of your parents ever said the words, imagine if you tried. Or what if you lived up to your full potential?
Well, it's too late now. Yeah,
pretty funny.
Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't care.
I'm not a hero, Dad.
We're in our 30s. We fucked it.
Yeah.
It's too late to unfuck it.
Can't go back now.
Yeah. This is our life.
Yeah, what else works could I do?
Yeah.
Not much.
Well, there you go, Gerard. It ended up being a poignant episode.
Exactly.
So you can come back to Australia and you can come on the show.
So I guess, can we live up to the lofty heights of our father after he gave us a fucked up speech? No. But can anyone really live up to the lofty expectations of
Batman's any? Batman's the only one who gets close in
and
this.
And that's because he died.
Yeah.
Can you live up to the lofty expectations of your dead father? Yeah, because you can't really argue back.
Yeah. Did it, Dad.
We
it's funny to be like, hey, Dad, I did all those stuff I promised you to, even though you didn't. Just lying to a ghost.
Yeah, where have you been? Lying in a graveyard.
On that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
Thank you to Gerard Way for personally giving us this song.
Thank you, Gerard. Much appreciated.
We look forward to having you on the show, Gerard. Yep. Big fan of your comic books. Yeah, love your work.
Welcome to the Black Parade in brackets for Plumbing the Dust.
Yeah.
Now, if you could just please confirm which superhero or comic book character that this was actually based on.
Yeah.
And who was the father? Was it Father Time or was it
Yoda.
Thomas Wayne? Or what are your thoughts about Jor-El rediscovering? Covering fucking
cock and pussy.
Yeah.
We look forward. Yeah, just email us.
Yeah.
Thanks, Gerard. Bye-bye.
Bye, Gerard. Good luck with the rest of your tour. Hey, listener, did you know that Plumbing the Death Star has a whole bunch of related t-shirts, hoodies, and sweatshirts available for you to purchase? You can get various designs like the Plumbing the Death Star logo, a generic band t-shirt that is either a cool reference or direct bullying to how I dress in my real life, and even a hoodie that says Bad Brain in the Friends font because we are a pop culture podcast and stupid fucking morons after all. Simply head to the Sandspants Radio website and hit up the shop, or click the link in the show notes below to suss out what we have available, and enjoy your purchases.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.